DeKalb's accrediting agency, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, gave the district 11 criteria to meet by December. Interim Superintendent Michael Thurman says they'll do it.
We are certain that when the SACS monitors return at the end of this year in December, they will see that much of the progress, if not all of the progress, has been sustained, and we fully expect to be removed from accredited probation.
SACS sanctioned the district primarily for poor school board governance. That led to a state hearing, after which the governor replaced two-thirds of the board. Thurman says since then, leadership has improved.
The good news is that the board in place is working cooperatively, working as a cohesive unit, and I've had nothing but positive respect and positive response from the board as we continue to right the ship here in DeKalb.
Thurman's contract ends in February. He says he'd consider an extension, but he hasn't been offered one yet. Martha Dalton, WABE News.